This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I get a Murphy's Law clap? Please welcome to the studio, Gary Pinto.
Hello, Anna and Tim. Good to see you guys.
It's so lovely to meet you and to have you in here. Thank you for coming. Now, Gary.
Yes.
You've worked with everyone. We're going to talk about your show in a minute. But you've worked with everyone under the sun.
I know. I'm getting up in age. So I've met a lot of people, thank God, and I've met some beautiful people in the industry. So I'm very blessed to have worked with some of the best.
Some of the best. Now, look, the Joysters will want to know that Gary here has worked with Kylie and Danny.
Both
the Minogue.
Beautiful girls. Lovely girls.
Now, so some of your background. So obviously a lot of people might know you from an R&B group.
Yes, CDB back in the 90s.
I had Let's Groove on CD single.
I really did.
In fact, we were at a gig. I worked with Guy Sebastian quite a lot, and Jennifer Hawkins was hanging out with Guy.
Guy Sebastian.
Yeah, he's a champion. And Jennifer said, you know, she looked at me and she goes, "You were the first single I bought when I was 9 or something like that." And I said, "Oh my gosh.
Amazing."
Yeah, it was incredible.
That's so cool.
Was that sort of given, CDB was sort of like how R&B got introduced out of here, really, weren't they?
Because it was the 90s, it was very sort of burgeoning, a really young climate for R&B.
For
Australia. So we had Jimmy and Noiseworks and Chisel and all these rock bands that were doing so well. But every time we go to play at a pub, they would go, "Hey, can you play Barnsley?" And we were like R&B kids, so we'd find it hard to get on radio. Yeah. We've got R&B Fridays now. It's so different.
It's amazing, isn't it? Speaking
great.
Of Barnsley, who everyone knows that I love Jimmy Barnes, and so you've worked with Jimmy. Are you currently touring with him as well?
Well, Jimmy has so many beautiful kids that are so talented that they've taken my job. you've got Eliza Jane, Mahalia, Ellie Mae. David sometimes jumps up. Jane, his wife, sings beautifully. Jackie's on drums. They're incredible.
So no room.
No room for me.
But he's started an industry, Jimmy.
When someone's got the flu, I jump in, you know.
And am I right? Didn't they have the tin lids?
The tin lids,
So now they're
kids
just
when they were little.
Grown up.
Yep.
And fully fledged superstars.
They're incredible. I've worked with Jimmy for the past 16 years, off and on. For many years, I toured with him exclusively. And then the kids, some of them living overseas, coming back. They're back in the band, and the band is predominantly made up of family who are just monster musicians. So Jimmy's such a kind man. I was telling you, Anna, before, he's so generous. One time I was at his house, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I've been working on television or whatever." He goes, "But what are you doing now?" I said, "Oh, I don't know. For the next few months, I'm not sure what's happening." So I get a call next week. He goes, "What do you do for the next 6 months?" "I'll book you." Jimmy is the nicest, most beautiful guy. He looks out for everyone.
He was the first single played on Joy 26 years ago. I know a lot of people probably were disappointed that we didn't do Kylie, but Working Class Man is good for me. Now, you've just mentioned television.
Yes.
There's an array of credits that you've worked on. X Factor, you were the
vocal
coach for 6 years.
Yes,
and then The Voice.
Yes, I'm just starting The Voice now.
There's another one that tweaked our interest before, which you're like trying to get out of the studio before we lock you in here. The Masked Singer,
of course. That was incredible.
I am so excited.
It's amazing.
It took me a little bit to get on board, but I'm on board now.
It's incredible. I've never seen something so funny. We're sitting, I know who the singers are, and it's such a top secret environment. No one in the crew, all the people who are on the sound, on lighting, on every section of the show, no one knows who it is.
They legit don't know.
Not legit. So when they're moving from place to place, they have hoods on, and I had to exclusive and non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah, right.
It was the most secure show I've worked on in my entire career.
For the Joysters at home listening, Gary's first, as soon as we went, "The Mask," he's like, "I can't tell you." "I cannot tell you." I'm like, "Okay, all right, we'll try," but
they're amazing.
Should we go to a song and then come back? Because I want to ask you, the reason you're here, you're going to talk about this fabulous new show that's about Sam Cooke. So you're on Joy 94.9. We'll be back with Gary Pinto after this. Now, you are here because we were desperately during the break, Joyce is trying to extract the information about Masked Singer, but his lips are sealed. We can't get it, so we need to move on. You are performing currently in this fabulous Songs and Times of Sam Cooke. Yes. A Change is going to Come. Now, how did that all come about?
Well, I'm a big soul fan. Soul in R&B is what I do. Mm-hmm. So my manager from CDB 25 years ago, I bumped into him and he said, what are you working on? I said, oh, you know, I'm doing recordings and television. He said, oh, I'm working on a Sam Cooke show. I said, man, I love Sam Cooke. So he said, can you sing a song for me? I sang a song for him and sent it to him on email. 5 minutes later, he called up. He goes, can you have the gig? Can you do the gig?
Oh, my God.
I said, yeah, man, I love it. So for 2 years, we talked about it, put the band together, did the Opera House last week, and it was killer. So we've done...
So it's a real tribute. So it's songs of and sort of talking about the story of his life. Because Sam Cooke's life sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Quite a sad way that he died in the end.
Yeah. We've got a lot of younger listeners that may not know who Sam Cooke is. Like, how would you best describe Sam Cooke to them?
Well, he was the man who opened up the door for R&B and pop, R&B in the pop industry. So he was an African-American singer in the 50s and 60s that opened the door for Stevie Wonder, Al Green, Donny Hathaway, Chris Brown, everybody in the music industry now.
Yeah, everyone,
Aretha, everyone. Without him, there wouldn't have been the opportunity for black artists to come through into the pop market of the white listening audience. He stood.
Does he have a title like Godfather of
Soul? He has, absolutely. The Godfather of Soul.
Oh, amazing.
So he was 33 when he passed away. In that short time of his life, he made so many songs. He worked with Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, all of these incredible people to further the African Americans' cause and civil rights.
Right.
And he's been integral in that. Still, 50 years after his death, he's still $5 million a year, they're still making royalties off his music.
Wow.
He's incredible. He's an incredible man.
And you said that recently his daughter reached out to you.
Yes, 2 weeks ago his daughter wrote and said, thank you for keeping Dad's music alive.
Oh, how
and we
gorgeous
appreciate
is
you
that?
Singing. Yeah, so we got to sing in the Opera House. His music has never been sung
not
live.
Not anywhere.
In, yeah, in, like, in the Opera House we've never had, he's never had that happen.
Oh, yeah,
so
okay.
That's so cool.
But is there any other tribute shows going on?
Nowhere,
no.
So this is the first one of its kind in the world.
In the world.
She can't believe it. His manager reached out too, the man... His manager's daughter said, can you please send me the show because we really want to hear it. So people in America, London, they love him.
That's so cool.
We as musicians love him, you know.
Yes.
And so everyone I know, Jimmy Barnes played me Soul Stirrers and Sam Cooke years ago in his lounge. He goes, you've got to hear this. This is where it all came from.
Yeah, right.
And Guy has photos of Sam Cooke in his studio.
Yeah,
we all love him. So we just feel very blessed. Guy sang it with us at the Opera House.
Oh, my goodness.
Hopefully soon we'll get Jimmy to sing with us. And
yes.
It's just, he loves Sam.
Oh, my God. You know? I love it's this amazing. Story. This is amazing. And now, so when are you performing? It has started, but...
Yes.
People can still get on board. Whereabouts in Melbourne?
We are playing at the Arts Centre November 14th to 17th. So
okay,
we're really looking forward to getting people in, and people who are coming are feeling really charged by it because the band's like a Ferrari. It's killing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a live show from Harlem Square and it's just slamming. It's amazing.
And you've got one show down in Geelong as well at the
Geelong
Performing Arts. Amazing. Well, where can they get tickets?
They can get tickets at songsandtimesofsamcooke.com, and I think it's on Moshtix as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Artscentre, melbourne.com.au as well.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay, awesome. Well, Gary, best... Chookers. I was going to say the words, but Chookers for an amazing show, and you're just such a delight. It's so lovely to meet you this afternoon. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.